You have entered the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM.
Let freedom ring. All aboard, freedom train. Let freedom ring. Are you free to master your mind? Free to move through space or time? Free to give, free to take? Free to make another mistake? Are you free to dispute, free to believe? Free to give up, free to achieve? Free to live, free to die? Free to ask the question, why? Free to touch, free to taste? Free to take another man's place? Are you free to give up your right? Free to run, stand up and fight? Free to know, free to guess? Free to say no or say yes? Free to change your mind? Free to laugh or free to cry?
Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, set your mind free. Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, let freedom ring.
Free to be captive, free to choose. Free to win, free to lose. Free to go, free to stay, free to say what you wanna say. Free to walk, free to run, sit in the shade, sit in the sun. Free to see what life's all about. Free to whisper, free to shout. Free to rent, free to own, marble countertops or stone. Free to fly like a dove, to select none of the above. Free to hold on, free to let go, keep it in or let it show. Love, hate, cheat or play it straight.
Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, let your heart sing. Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, let freedom ring.
Trust in yourself and higher. Let intuition lead the way, yes. Release, let go of all your anger, so you can see a brighter day, yes. Free like a remember what you're fighting for. Free to be weak or stay strong. Free to be right or be wrong. Free to do temp or to hurry. Free to do it for love or for money. Free to listen to your inner voice. To remember you have a choice. Free to take a little advice. Free to maybe think twice. Free to be the one to have courage. Don't give up, don't be discouraged. Free to vote or care less. Free to be cursed or be blessed. Free to know the truth of it all. Free to answer to the call.
Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, set your soul free. Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, let freedom ring. Freedom, born to be free.
Good afternoon. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM. This is Aja, your host for this edition of The Conscious Cafe. Thanks so much for stopping by. This is your conscious connection to a new dimension in thought for the mind, body, spirit, and earth. We offer physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual fitness tools and an exploration of alternative medicine, nutrition, food safety, our environments, holistic health and wellness, life path empowerment, and everything in between. Healthy alternatives are what we're after here, and the ability to choose. But before you can make a choice, it helps to understand the options. And so our explorations help to uncover all of the array of options we have at our disposal in terms of approaching our health in a holistic manner. The aspects of mind, the aspects of body, the aspects of spirit are all a part of that whole person, in addition to the aspects of that life path. What is it that you do with your life force energy each and every day? How do you spend your time? What do you think about? What are your actions? What are your words? What is the environment that you're surrounded by? And how that all begins to shape your world. And so we do quite a bit of explorations here and have a fun time doing it. Happy Sunday to you. We get started in a moment. Stay with us. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM.
I never knew this girl beside me. Peculiar lust inside me. When trouble comes, she'd hide me. When I was lost, she'd find me. Yeah, I never knew she told her folks on the phone. I'm in love, just leave us alone. Never knew our house could be a home. Until she came into my life. Had a little spice, treated me nice. She held my heart in her hand. My heart in her hand. She sat me down and looked me right into my eyes and said that she loves me, cherish nothing above me. With just a simple kiss, I'm bathing in true bliss. I know that she loves me, cherish nothing above me.
Good afternoon. We are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM. This is Aja, your host for this edition. Again, happy Sunday to you. This is your conscious connection to a new dimension and thought for the mind, body, spirit, and earth. And we're exploring the mind, body, spirit, earth connection, beginning with mind this afternoon. Going to take a look inside the art of meditation and listen to an interview with Bronwyn Morgan of Bliss in Me Meditation. There are so many different kinds out there, and not all of them are for all of us. Kind of have to test out different methods and see how they work for you. Some are breath, some are thought related, some are focus related, and so many different ways to approach the art of meditation, but many benefits to that. So before we do that, we're going to take a listen to a short piece from Eckhart Tolle and move into the interview with Bronwyn Morgan. So let's take a listen.
One could say everybody is still already. The stillness is already there. It does not need to be found even. Certainly does not need to be created, because it's already there. The only thing is, you may not notice it. If there's a lot of mental noise, then you just don't notice it, that it's there. And also you don't notice a dimension within yourself that is far deeper than the movement of thought. And your whole identity is then bound up with the movement of thought. A mind-created sense of self. A personal history and no more. That is soon coming to an end. Soon. Next year or in 40, 50 years' time, it's soon. So who you are and stillness are one and the same. And if you have not yet gone completely mad in this mad world, that means you have some access to the stillness inside you. You may not remember it afterwards because it's not memorable, since stillness is timeless and the mind cannot memorize it or think, oh, that was interesting, I'll remember that, because stillness is not interesting. Interesting is a mental thing. Just as our weekend here is not going to be interesting. You may have noticed that already. But interesting is not the ultimate. It's only the ultimate to the human mind. You can go out here and look at a tree. Or flower, or the sunset. And could you say, this sunset is interesting? Only if you were trying to write a PhD about sunsets. If you had to analyze it, or the oak tree. The oak tree becomes interesting the moment you start to analyze it mentally. And there is a place for that also in this dimension. But if you get caught up on that dimension only, where you break things up into little bits and pieces and analyze them, and by the way, most kinds of analysis, you have to kill the thing first before you can analyze it, or in the process of analysis it gets killed. But if you just be with the oak tree, contemplate it, truly look, then what you're looking at goes beyond interesting, is far deeper than interesting. The same as the sunset. There's nothing interesting about it, and yet it is awe-inspiring. It is deep. There's a depth there that defies analysis by the mind. At the moment you analyze it, you have reduced it to something lifeless. And most people in our civilization, and this has been going on for a long time, are trapped in that dimension where compulsively they go about their life analyzing, interpreting, and labeling things as soon as they enter their field of consciousness. They do it to people. They do it to situations that they encounter, immediately have some personal reactive relationship to it. They do it to nature, and they can no longer perceive the sacredness that is there in nature, because they approach it only through thinking. And that is a dreadful prison that you then end up in, the prison of your own mind. And then you approach your whole life only through that. And your whole life becomes reduced to a conceptual reality in the head, consisting of thoughts that you have about things, viewpoints, opinions, and even so-called knowledge. Knowledge is thought, a label, and gives the illusion that you know. And all it is, it's a thought that you have put on something. And then it loses its depth and aliveness. And you begin to relate to reality through the veil of thinking. And you relate to yourself through the veil of thinking, because you yourself become a conceptual, thought-based entity, an egoic self, a me, with its unfulfilled personal history, its desires and fears and frustrations and its hopes that it will find ultimate fulfillment of its unfulfilled and unfulfilling sense of self based on a story in the future, which again is the thought form. That's what the future is. Nobody has ever encountered it except as a thought. And yet most people live unconsciously as if the next moment or the one after that were more important than this moment, the only thing there ever is. This one moment that you could never escape from, have never escaped from, will never escape from, that is inseparable from the life that you are, also inseparable from stillness, because the moment you enter the now with your attention, a stillness arises. The essence of the present moment, no matter how mad it may appear on the surface, is always stillness. It is also sacredness, the only place where the sacred dimension can be found is now. You have to be present to this moment. You have to wake up into this moment to realize that life is sacred. When you are lost in thought, sacred is meaningless. it could become another of the many concepts that you can play with. And you could write a PhD about it without ever having encountered it yourself. So this, the depth of now is inseparable from your very being, your very life, and it is the sacred one life.
We'll be joined this morning by Bronwyn Morgan of Bliss in Me. You are doing just some amazing things, and so we wanted to share a little bit more about meditation, just the basics for folks, and educate as much as we can. So please, Bronwyn, before we do that, share with folks a little bit about your journey into the work, and then what is meditation?
Absolutely. I've been on, I guess, the spiritual journey, as we all have, my entire life. The meditation aspect of it and deciding to pursue this on a more consistent basis came from an experience that I had on a beach in Northern California in 1994. I had been on quite a little spiritual quest at that time and felt like there was more than appeared to my eyes, that there had to be more to life. And I grew up in the church, in the traditional Christian church, but there was something else that was trying to reach out to me to get me to open up my mind, to think, to listen. And on this beach, I truly had a conversation with God, the universe, the allness, whatever we'd like to call it. In that moment, I recognized while I was meditating that the truth of our divinity and who we are is so real, it's so present, it's so right now, but because of this cloud that can often exist in our mind and in our thinking and our way of being based on belief systems, based on habits, or based on thinking and based on society's rules, we can't really see the real true nature of who we are and the peace, the goodness, and everything around us, and we often struggle with clarity because we just don't possess enough wisdom often and don't know how to quiet the mind and still the mind to get to that wisdom that provides that clarity. And that's when I started down this path, and I started reading any and every spiritual book I could find, and started to meet people like Wayne Dyer and a young Levan Zant and other people who became great inspiration for me. And after that, started to really study Eastern philosophy and really many spiritual traditions, but Eastern philosophy, specifically Buddhism and Hinduism, and really started to learn the process and practice of meditation. And not so much necessarily from a doctrine perspective, of course Hinduism and Buddhism aren't religions, but really more at a philosophical level what it means to still the mind. Mm-hmm. And meditation means nothing more than focusing on a virtuous object, still the mind at its core. That's what meditation is.
Share a little bit about the actual practice. There are so many different kinds out there. Maybe some tips on finding the right one for you.
Well, you know, everybody's journey is personal. And I think as people explore a little bit throughout their experience, or quite a bit actually throughout their experience, they will find what works for them. And there are so many different types of meditations through different practices, different religions, different self-help books. But I like to teach most frequently mindfulness meditation. And what that does, it offers the individual an opportunity to just observe the mind, observe the thoughts that lead to the behaviors, and in that create a level of awareness about the self and what the self is thinking and then what the self does as a result of the thoughts. And often just by watching a thing, that consciousness will start to, you know, arise, and versus acting in an unconscious manner, we start to act in a more conscious manner because we just start to recognize, wow, look at that thought that just popped into my head. What's that interesting? Where did that come from? Without judging it. And then allowing ourselves to sit with that, kind of discover that, and then still the mind, not necessarily having to fix anything, but just to allow the mind to quiet, because what we want to do is just kind of create some gaps between those thoughts where true peace and understanding reside.
Now, share with us a few tips on actually getting to that place. I hear so many people talk about, you know, trying meditation and they stop.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, this one works where they can focus on sound, but they can't just quiet the mind. And just if you could share a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. In class, the objective really is to help you get to a place where you create your own practice for yourself. And I'll recommend that first people find a good teacher. And, you know, seek in your community different meditation centers and teachers, and go and see what feels really good for you. But in your home, find a place that you can create your own little meditation spot. If you'd like to add a little table for a little altar, to play some things on there that inspire you, from candles to different little passages or teachings or other little images that help you, you know, become calm and peaceful, by all means do that. And then create a time every day, whether it's morning, and I always suggest to start with the morning before the mind gets too busy with the thoughts of the day and what needs to happen, to have a chance to sit and to be quiet. And you can do that in a chair if you'd like to use meditation cushions called zafus and zabutans. You know, by all means, you can get as elaborate as you'd like. But if you start with 5 or 10 minutes just each morning and have a chance to just sit and still the mind, and most people find this very challenging in the beginning, and that's okay. Because as the thoughts pop in and out of existence in your mind, let them do that. No need to have to chase the thought down and participate in it. You know, I need to go to the cleaners. Oh my, I got to go to the cleaners. Well, that's true. And just write that down on a piece of paper. But you don't have to get involved in that and think about once you get there, what you're going to get. Then when you leave there, where will you go next? Just allow that thought just to float through your mind like a cloud in the sky. But focus on breath. This is a great tool. It's always with you. You may not have a fancy candle with you or some other meditation object if you're traveling or if you're at work, but you will always have your breath. And just focus on that gentle sensation of breath in through the nose and out, inhalation and exhalation. It's a great thing to center the mind on, and as you feel that sensation in and out consistently, it's great to just relax the mind, start to relax the body, relax the muscles in your body. And if a little light music is helpful in the beginning, by all means, do whatever it takes in the beginning to really just help you settle down. Over time, you'll find that you don't need music, you don't need any guided imagery or anyone talking you through it. You'll be able to just sit and focus on breath and be right in the midst of a still mind. But in the beginning, a few props might certainly help.
Now, I have this urge to completely lay down and meditate. And I hear there's so much importance of sitting up straight. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, there are some practices that support a relaxation method in meditation where you actually lie completely flat on the floor. But most people haven't mastered the mind enough to do that without falling asleep. And then, you know, you're resting, which is a great thing, but not actually meditating.
Okay.
The practice that I follow and like to coach my classes on is to sit straight, because you want the spine straight. You want the body comfortable, and you want to keep all your chakras in alignment, and you want to be aware. You want to be conscious. You do not want to go into a state where you're battling sleepiness, because you're not really getting the true effects of meditation.
I see.
As we sit with the body straight, the spine straight, and that's why it's great to have a good chair or good meditation cushions, and there are specific cushions for the practice. It will help you do that, and it'll be a more comfortable practice. Because what we don't want is for you to go off into a dream state, and then the mind is still very active, and it becomes more of a fantasy or a dream, and we're still not meditating. We're seeing a lot of images, and that may have its purpose in some kind of clairvoyant experience. But in this moment, what we're trying to do is learn how to tame the mind. And so if the body is comfortable, but yet it is in a position where you are commanding its stillness and its uprightness, it allows you to obtain the body and the mind at the same time.
Very good. Why don't we go ahead and do some short breath work or whatever demonstration you'd like to share with listeners at this time?
Absolutely. Okay, well, if everybody could just find a comfortable place to sit, and if you're driving, that's okay too. I just don't want you to close your eyes while you're on the road. But if you would just sit comfortably and remove everything from your hands, place your feet flat on the floor, and if you're sitting on the floor, just cross your legs comfortably, straighten the back up, get everything in alignment, and I want you to gently close your eyes, not all the way, but just enough to allow a little bit of light underneath the eyelid. So once you're here, I want you to have a conscious experience of meditation. And now, relaxing the muscles in the neck, just letting that drop, letting the shoulders drop, dropping down any tension that you may have to release in the chest and in the back, relaxing the arms, down through your wrist and your hands and down through your fingers. Now relaxing anything in the abdominal area where you may be holding any tension, down through your hips and your thighs. Now relaxing your legs down through your calves, your ankles, and your feet, and down into the toes. And just allowing the body just to relax. Letting go of any place where you may feel the need to hold yourself. Now let's focus on the breath, breathing in through the nose. Taking a nice big inhalation in, filling up the lungs. And releasing it through the nose also with the mouth closed. Wanting your tongue to rest gently on the roof of your mouth, but just keeping the lips closed. Another deep breath in through the nose, focusing on that gentle sensation, just that little tickle at the tip of your nose. And exhaling. Now with the next inhalation, imagine that the breath is actually a white, clear light that you're breathing in, and we call this the clear light of bliss. Allowing this clear light to come in through your inhalation and drop deep down into your heart. So now with this inhalation, just breathe in that clear light of bliss. And now allow that to drop deep within the heart, filling the heart chakra, the heart center with a lot of light. And then exhaling out any confusion, any thoughts of chaos or anxiety, letting that out, any fear, any worry or discomfort, just releasing that out through the nose, letting that appear to be any kind of dark smoke, maybe that might be the image that we hold. Now breathing in again through the nose, clear light of bliss, allowing that to drop deep within the heart, allowing that heart to be clear, full of light. Staying focused on breath and that gentle sensation in through the nose. Allowing any thoughts that may want to intrude just to flow through the mind. No need to get involved. Let them just pass on, recognize them, but no need to get engaged. And if the mind wants to wander, you just bring it back gently but firmly. Just right back to this present moment. The mind does not have the ability to know the present. It only works in the past and in projecting into the future based on what it has experienced. We are going to tame the mind by breathing in that clear light of bliss, allowing that to drop deep within the heart, and exhaling, continuing to focus on that breath, and just staying there for a few moments, focusing on the breath, gently bringing ourselves back. The mind starts to wander, dropping the chin ever so slightly if the mind tries to run away. Dropping the chin starts to reestablish the focus of the present. And each time the mind starts to wander, we just bring it right back to the breath, just focusing on breathing in and out, slowly breathing in that inhalation and releasing it, breathing in this time, but holding it, holding that breath within and letting it go. Each time we do this, the body is starting to relax more and more, the mind starting to settle. Just allowing the mind to settle down, staying focused on breath, in through the nose. Allowing that to drop deep within the heart, that clear light of bliss. Any distractions that may be going on around you, sounds and sights, allow that just to be. Those are great gifts to help us deepen our practice. They're only happening in the mind. Once we tame the mind, we can tune those right out. Staying focused on breath. One more inhalation in, allowing that to drop deep within the heart. And exhaling. And now just gently bringing ourselves back to the present moment. Opening the eyes when you're ready. But just following a very simple practice like this every morning, you'll start to notice just a deeper state of awareness, a deeper state of peacefulness, much more mindfulness, much more clarity, which will lead to much more wisdom, which will lead to much more peace within.
Beautifully done, Bronwyn. We're listening to the peaceful, harmonious, and beautiful voice of Bronwyn Morgan of Bliss in Me Meditation. And we just got a taste of bliss. Bronwyn, would you share with folks your contact information?
Absolutely. You can find us at www.blissandme.com. Again, that's blissandme, blissinme.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Bliss in Me Meditation and receive daily messages, messages about classes and other events. And you can also join my classes remotely, whether you're in the Atlanta area or anywhere in the world. You can come right into class via your webcam. I also do one-on-one classes and private sessions remotely or in person. So again, www.blissandme.com, and you'll find out how to contact us directly.
Bronwyn, thanks so much for being with us. Anything else you'd like to share before we go?
I just wish everyone just a great deal of peace. If we learn how to tame our minds individually and have peace in our minds, we'll have peace in the world. So go and give yourself the greatest of your eternal life. And that's peace through the power and practice of meditation.
Thanks again. Peace be with you.
Thank you.
That was Bronwyn Morgan of Bliss in Me Meditation. Back in a moment, you're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network.
The next subject had an impact on our lives, a powerful one, and that's the subject that you've entitled Great Awakening and Blending.
We are happy to speak about this, for it is the reason that all of you who are in physical form at this time have chosen this time. You are more than you see here in this physical body, and most physical beings do not understand that. While they can accept that there was something before this life experience, and many of them are believing or hoping in more cases that there will be something beyond, there are very few who understand that right now, while you are in this physical body, that there is another part of you, a non-physical part of you, a non-physical counterpart, a non-physical inner you that exists, and that that inner you is communicating with you from its non-physical focus. A part of you that has the benefit of all that you have lived through all of your physical and non-physical lifetimes. A part of you that is aware of you. It is that you that extends the energy into you that keeps you going here in this physical place, you see. And so actually recognizing that this inner part of you exists is also essential to your understanding of the great creative process. For without the understanding of where the emotion that you feel is coming from, you do not understand or usually acknowledge the reality of your guidance system.
You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone, and we are moving through our program today. Again, happy Sunday to you. Hope you're having an amazing Sunday afternoon. We are exploring mind, body, spirit, and starting off with the mind, we focused a bit on meditation, taking a look at conscious thought, getting quiet, stillness, so that you're aware of really the state of mind that you are in. And of course, as you begin to be more aware of your state of mind and your thoughts, you can be more conscious of what needs to change. And so we visited with Bronwyn Morgan of Bliss in Me Meditation, who shared some of her insights and thoughts with us. I have a short piece I wanted to read. This is taken from The Art of You, by yours truly, and this is on conscious and deliberate listening. As we talk about or listen to excerpts about our inner guidance system, which seems to be the basis for most of what we do, our compass, if we can get quiet enough to listen to it. This isn't the mind chatter and the chaotic stuff that's happening in the thinking mind. It's more of a quiet, it's a whisper, and messages from that inner guidance system comes in different ways. So this is on conscious and deliberate listening. The most joyous times in my life came from being open to conscious living. Being conscious of every thought, word, and action seemed tedious at first, but then it became like riding a bicycle. I didn't have to think about it anymore. Eventually, I was always in concert with my mind. Like any minor or major change, they can be challenging, but if you don't know where or when to make them, it's a little bit more difficult. So there is more work to be done prior to making those changes, whether you're dealing with business or personal circumstances. The work starts with a pre-assessment. This pre-assessment is a listening process. There are opportunities for this all the time, and they are everywhere. We just have to take advantage of them. Real communication starts with listening as best you can. In this case, listening to your soul and mind without filters created by others. This listening must come direct from your inner guidance system. At times, it can be challenging to tell the difference, but you'll develop your own methods of discernment. You'll be listening through two environments. One is internal and one is external. Here's how you can start. Choose an aspect of your life you'd like to focus on learning more about, improving, expanding, or studying. Utilize your inner guidance system mentioned earlier to guide you to where to start. Purchase a journal that you can write in. This journal is just for you, by you, and about you. On the cover or inside cover or somewhere the journal invites you, place the words, The Art of You, or The Art of Me, Building My Inner Empire. Find a quiet place at home or in the external world. Walking trails or parks are prime places for inner artistry. Nature has a way of connecting with us innately and opening us up so that we can hear our inner voice with little or no effort. You can ask the following questions or something like this. What is the deepest desire of my heart? How may I allow the greatest potential of my soul to unfold at this time in my life? How can I acknowledge or be open to receive the gifts in my life? Over the next 30 days, you'll be documenting in your journal the answers to these questions specifically. For internal answers to these questions, you'll be making a note of the messages you get through dreams, body sensings, visions, auditory, after meditation, or just by sitting, and see where your thoughts take you. What direction do your thoughts go? For external answers, you can approach this in one of two ways. You may have a conversation with people closest to you to gain insights about who you are, or you can simply think about the people in your closest circle of friends or acquaintances and make notes about what that relationship brings to your life and vice versa. The reason for this is that the people in your life can be your mirror reflection of your inner world, of what you believe about yourself, how you see yourself, and a measure of the level of stagnation or growth you are positioned to achieve. Of course, everything can be changed. Do not judge what you see. Simply observe it as a Zen monk. This can be simply used as a compass of where you are at this time, which will assist you with your pre-assessment of you now. And I'd love to hear your thoughts if you decide to do this as you go through the process. You can also find this at artofyou.org. That's artofyou.org. It's a brief blog on some of the insights with learning how to listen to your inner guidance system and build your own inner empire. Stay with us. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone, on WHPN, The Source, FM.
Searching for life as if they want to see.
listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM on the LMB Network. This is Aja. Happy Sunday to you. Closing out our section on mind. It's important to remember that when we speak of mind, we're not only speaking of our individual mind, we are also speaking of collective mind. And that as we are creating through thought, there is much that we desire to achieve, and we are also connected to a larger, broader collective of thought as well. So we can be conscious of our individual thoughts and also of how we unify with others and what it is we like to create together. Michael Bernard Beckwith creates a wonderful path to this through his life visioning process, speaking of our minds through a meditative and imagery process, but also connecting us to that larger, broader mind of humanity. We'll take a listen, so please stay with us. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM.
We're going to enter into a brief meditative experience. If you're driving in your automobile at this moment, please do not close your eyes, but just listen with the ear behind the ear. Everyone else, I want you to just stop for a moment with me. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you just to allow for your body to relax. Just get a sense that you have all the time in the world, even if we're only going to do this for a moment. And as you gently close your eyes, become aware as you place your feet on the ground that there is a beam of light extending itself from the bottom of your feet to the very center of the earth, that you are anchoring yourself as a spiritual being having a human incarnation here on the earth plane, and that you're available to all of the insights, all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom that has been gained by humanity through the process of their experience, that you're available to that right now. Just relax into that awareness. See the same beam of light coming up the bottom of your feet and up your legs, up your spine. Coursing through the very top of your head into infinity. And that you're available to transforming knowledge, creative wisdom, divine understanding, insight, and revelation without any process of reasoning whatsoever. That you giving yourself permission to grow, develop, and unfold with sincerity and earnestness makes you a candidate for insight. So breathe into that awareness now. That all of the wisdom, all of the knowledge, the incredible intelligence that is proliferating this multidimensional universe, you're now available to it because what you're really interested in is the evolution of your soul for you to grow, develop, and unfold to reveal your greatest yet to be. Just feel that just for a moment. Now with that awareness, as you open your eyes, what I want to give you is that you are here to grow and unfold, to become more yourself. You are not here to acquire, to get, to hoard, and to accumulate. There was a master teacher by the name of Jesus the Christ who said, who by taking thought could add one cubit to their stature. You can't add anything to yourself as a spiritual being, but you can begin to release the life energy that's within you that will manifest itself as your legitimate needs met, as wholeness, as well-being, as prosperity, as happiness and joy and creativity. But you are not here to get, you are here to let. You are not here to get something, you are here to let something from you emerge. This is the context by which we begin to understand the life visioning process, that you are here primarily for the unfoldment of your soul, for your own spiritual advancement, knowing that as you become permanently aware that this is your priority, everything begins to work together for your good because you are in sync with the way the universe operates. You are here for the unfoldment of your soul. As we're willing to be here for the unfoldment of our soul, secondly, it means that we're willing to change. We're willing to shift our points of view. We're willing to drop opinions. We're willing to no longer censor the greatness that is seeking to express itself through us. So with the unfoldment of our soul, we're also willing to change. The bane of the human experience is that individuals want to change the world or change their environment or change their circumstances while they remain the same. That is an impossibility. We cannot have anything in life that we are not willing to become in consciousness. So this means change. So by entering into the practice of the life visioning process, you're saying to yourself, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to become more myself. I'm willing to shift my priorities. I'm willing to change my point of view. I'm willing to drop opinions that no longer serve the evolution of my soul. Change can oftentimes be frightening to people. They're constantly seeking to protect themselves against some kind of dim future, bad things happening to them. And so they guard themselves with conscious and unconscious defense mechanisms and compulsive behaviors, coping mechanisms. But as you begin to step under the aegis of transformation, as you begin to step under the vibration of spiritual growth, you're saying, I am entering into this technology to change, not to change other people, not to change the world, but for me to change that I may become and grow into being more myself.
That was Dr. Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith of the Agape Spiritual Center. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Conscious Cafe Inside the Conscious Zone. This is Aja signing off. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. And we want to hear you here same time, same place next week as we continue our exploration. Your conscious connection to a new dimension and thought and knowledge for the mind, body, spirit, and earth. Our message is to you about quieting the mind and going within and building your inner empire. We wish you many blessings, peace, and love, and continue to celebrate the power of conscious choice. Conscious Living Omni Media Group, healing humanity through media, on the Women's Movement Radio Network.